Right now, a 7-member committee appointed by the governor is responsible for recruiting and vetting candidates. The governor then takes the committee's recommendation and narrows the list down to 2 candidates for each district. This method is widely unpopular for many Democrats and Republicans, but in order to change it, state lawmakers must first agree on an alternative. Republican Representative Jacob Anderegg supports partisan races because he says that will give voters a better idea of who the candidates are.
I want to know what they stand for. I want to know what their principles are. I want to know what their experience is. I don't want to walk into the ballot, to the polling booth, and look at the name and go, heck, I don't know, this one or that one. And let's be honest, that is exactly what is happening right now.
Republican Representative Jim Nielsen is running similar legislation himself, but in favor of nonpartisan elections. He argued against Green's bill, using a thinly veiled reference to the Utah Education Association.
If we legislate to make school boards partisan, we will have a fight on our hands. I have been told specifically this is something that group that supports education that we think is, some of us feel, is such so negative and so unreasonable. I have been told they will go to the mat on this issue, and it's not a fight we will win.
Nielsen's bill to move to direct nonpartisan elections has already passed the full House of Representatives. It's waiting for a hearing in the Senate Education Committee before moving to the Senate floor. Whitney Evans, KUER News.